USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is brushing aside a reporter's question about corruption allegations from House Republicans. A New York Post reporter asked Biden why an FBI informant file refers to him as the big guy. Biden snapped at the reporter, asking, "Why do you ask such a dumb question?" The upper Midwest is being blasted by wildfire smoke. The wildfires in Canada are bringing record levels of contamination to the air in Minnesota. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Kogel says the smoke creates an eerie effect.
Like sunrise and sunset, you kind of see those hazy conditions in particular, and the sun looks much more orange or reddish than normal.
Forecasters say the smoke is heading east, with New York officials once again warning residents the smoke could hang around into Friday. Tensions continue to build between the governors of Florida and California. Republican Florida Governor DeSantis taunted Democrat Gavin Newsom, asked why he won't get into the race and challenge President Biden. This after Newsom called DeSantis a small, pathetic man after two flights of migrants were sent to Sacramento. Two people are injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas explained the scene.
Approximately an hour after that incident, we had a shooting incident that occurred at 17th and Curtis. This is well after the parade and after the festivities in Civic Center Park.
A crowd of hundreds of thousands gathered in Denver to celebrate the franchise's first NBA title. A Denver officer is in stable condition after being hit by a fire truck that was carrying Nuggets players during their championship parade. This morning, an investigation determined the officer was hit by a truck that was making a turn near the end of the parade route. He sustained serious injuries. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Power outages caused by severe weather are still affecting some of the over 100,000 homes and businesses across the South. Alabama is the hardest hit with over 40,000 power outages. Power is down for thousands more in Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi. Tornadoes, high winds, large hail prompted more than 250 storm reports over the last 24 hours. A New York man who just proposed to his girlfriend is still missing after proposing to his girlfriend in Washington State. Travis Valenti was kayaking with his fiancée Marlene on Crescent Lake, northwest of Seattle, 2 days after popping the question. The boat began filling with water, and after jumping out and pushing it towards the shore to save his bride, the 37-year-old man went under in deep, frigid water and hasn't been found. The Greek government has declared 3 days of national mourning for the victims of a migrant boat sinking. In Rome, Giles Gibson says at least 78 people died after a packed fishing boat capsized about 50 miles off the coast of Greece.
Search and rescue teams were still hunting for survivors, but with every hour that passes, the chances of finding people alive in the open sea get smaller and smaller. Officials say the boat, which had set off from the coast of Libya, declined assistance from the Greek Coast Guard.
Snoop Dogg is teaming up with Petco. It's called Petco Picks by Snoop, which will include toys, treats, and grooming supplies. Snoop said, "My pets gotta look good, feel good, and smell good." Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.